I've suffered with depression and anxiety all my life. I've had a couple of bad times in different years. 2012 was a really bad time for me. That was the first time that I'd really thought about suicide and all that sort of stuff. Before that, I just thought it was like mood swings. As a youngster, coming up as a young teenager, and I thought it was like mood swings. I was just feeling that way, and that was the way it was. But up until 2012, that was the first time I'd had like suicidal thoughts, and then it continued from then onwards, on forwards. And even going into that Klitschko fight, the first one, I was very, very down and depressed going in there. Because I was almost afraid that I was going to win and then I wouldn't have a goal anymore, I wouldn't have a purpose in life. And it became reality. When I won, I didn't have a goal in life anymore. I'd achieved my dreams. The Everest was climbed. And now it was time to be depressed for a long time. So I knew it was coming and I couldn't stop it.
Do you mind telling our listeners, Tyson, about, I think it was June 2016, because I've obviously read it in your memoir, you were in Manchester, when you basically say you came as close as you have ever come to ending it all.
Yes, that's correct. I remember being very down for a long period of time, maybe a week, and usually like you snap out after a few days or whatever, and you get well again. You start to feel better, but this time it was dragging on and I didn't think it was going to get right, and it was dragging on for a long time in deep depression. And I thought to myself, this is the day I'm going to end it all. I was in my car and I was heading towards the bridge at a high speed, and I was 100% sure that I was going to smash into the bridge and kill myself. And I put my foot down flat to the floor and headed towards the bridge. Last moment I pulled out, I heard a voice in my mind say, no, don't do this. Think about your kids and think about your family. I drove past the bridge and pulled over, and that was the first time that I really knew that I needed help medically. And up until that point, there wasn't no help medically. I called my dad, I was crying, I was an emotional wreck. And then I went and saw doctors, and for the first time in my life, I was being open and like an open book to these people. And at the first time, I didn't think it was going to be for me, but then I really looked forward to going back and seeing this guy. And the moment I started doing this, the moment I started to get better. And I'd advise anybody who's suffering with any mental health problems, you can only get better if you start to want to get better and you want to go and see doctors and stuff, because that's the way that everything starts. And I just wish that I'd have went and saw a doctor years and years ago.